Plakas, how are you?
Good. I'm Jason. How are you doing?
Oh, outstanding, man. Although I did learn something new today, that there's five stages really of health and fitness when it comes to activity. Now, are these official or unofficial stages?
Well, these are stages I made up.
Oh, okay. So these are the Plakas stages.
These are the Plakas stages. The whole idea is that there's over the years that I've been in the industry and sort of studied people, gone into their homes and looked at how they lived and that kind of stuff. There's some common characteristics that people experience in each one that you might want to be aware of, and so that you can maybe get out of that level and maybe move to a more healthier, more vibrant, functional level.
Okay, so let's start. Number one is couch potato.
Yeah, basically the couch potato. So the characteristics in this group is basically the people in this group, they move less than 2,000 steps in a day. So if you had a pedometer on, the movement is really just basic life movement, like walking to their car, walking to the bathroom, walking to bed. There's no exercise being done. They have tendency to have a desk job. They tend to watch 6+ hours of TV or computer at home in the evening. So they're always sitting down, really hardly any movement whatsoever. The food that they consume would be mostly fast food, probably fast food every day, and also ordering in almost every night. And they almost have there's some people I've even noticed in this group have like a, not just like a dislike for fruits and vegetables, almost like a fear of vegetables, where it would be like me telling you, eat a worm, and be the same thing telling them eating a piece of spinach or something like that. It's that disgusting to them.
Wow. Okay. And then, so stage two is sedentary. So to me, what's the difference between that and stage one?
Okay, so in stage two, people are taking more steps, so probably about 5,000 steps per day. So they may not have any organized exercise in their lives yet, but they may have a pet. They might take their pet out a couple times a day for a walk for 15, 20 minutes. Nothing that strenuous, mostly moderate kind of movement like that. They may consume a little bit of fruit in their life and may have like lettuce or tomato on a sandwich, but not really embrace the idea of having vegetables or a salad on as a meal itself. They probably are watching about 4 hours plus TV or computer at home in the evening. The people in the previous stage were more likely to be morbidly obese, and the people in this stage are more likely to be just obese.
Okay. Now, to go from, let's say, sedentary to then lightly active, how easy is it to go from stage two to three, and how much of a difference can it be for people rather than say, I want to go from sedentary to be supremely active?
Yeah, so really, in my opinion, I don't think it's that difficult, but for some people, it seems to be very difficult. They have a lot of obstacles that prevent them from doing the things that they need to do. So that's really the key, is to figure out what are those obstacles from preventing those people moving up to the next level. So the people in the lightly active level, they're probably taking about 8,000 plus steps per day. So these are the people that now have some structured exercise. They're saying to themselves, they believe exercise is important, and they try to get it in 3 times per week on alternating days, and probably maybe 45 minutes to an hour, probably about a moderate intensity, stuff like maybe they do a light walk, jog, yoga, a group exercise class of some kind. Their fast food consumption's quite a bit lower than the other two groups, so they're probably having it maybe only 2 or 3 times per week, and they often have leftovers from the night before. If they have dinner at home, they're bringing it to lunch the next day instead of having fast food. They're maybe watching TV for maybe 2+ hours per night, and the people in this group are most likely to be just overweight, not obese, but just overweight.
Then you move up stage four, the active, the fit, the healthy. Most people are normal weight. What's the percentage right now in society of people that would be / active, fit, healthy?
Yeah, I would say overweight people, it's in around the 60% mark. So about 60% of our population is considered overweight or obese. So there's about 40% of the people that could be considered, active, healthy, and then very active, healthy is a very small percentage of that.
We're at 60% in Canada now?
Yeah, that's the overweight and obese category. Yeah, so there's more overweight and obese people than there are fit, normal-weighted people. Absolutely. Yeah, it's getting pretty gross. So for the people in the active group, what you would have to be in there was be taking about 10,000 steps per day. You're probably doing exercise about five times a week, which with a mix of moderate to high intensity. Fast food is consumed only on special occasions, and people are taking lunches to work, and they're only if they're eating out, they may only do it on the weekends, going to like a restaurant of some kind. And their TV consumption is way down. They're probably just watching their favorite shows, maybe an hour to 2 hours max of TV per night. And the people in this group are normal weight. Go ahead.
You know, I could say how you mentioned 10,000 steps. My wife and I bought the little Fitbit that monitors your steps. And I'm telling you, it's such an easy encouragement to get to 10,000 steps a day now. Like, and I know that there's some days I look like an idiot because I'm running on the spot in my house for 20 minutes to get to the maximum. But it's a small little thing, but it makes a big difference.
Yeah, it's those numbers can trigger you in your mind if you get into it that, hey, you know what, I was a little bit short on my steps today. You kind of make sure that you get it in later on in your day. So it's just a reminder to do that, right? So I think it's a good thing for a lot of people to get into. And so if you wanted to get into the Supreme Active Fit Healthy Lean group, you'd have to be somebody who consumes about 75% of your diet from a plant-based source. So, and you also would see fast food as toxic and poisonous to the body, having it extremely rarely. You will also be a kind of a person that would exercise daily and probably spend your weekend searching for some sort of adventure, fit, active thing to do with yourself and your family. In this group, you're taking over 15,000 steps per day just to do everyday life activity, and you're more likely to play and compete in competitive sports as well.
There's a lot of guys out there saying, hey, if I play men's rec league, does that automatically get me into that category?
Well, that's a start anyways. It depends on much what are the other things you're doing as well. And that's the thing is a lot of people, they're not just solely characteristics of one group. You may have some of each group, but it's what the characteristics are consistent long-term in your life really that makes a big difference.
Quickly, Paul, if you were going to make just go from whichever group listeners are in right now, maybe they're in group five, they want to go to four or stage one couch potato, they want to go to sedentary or sedentary wants to go to lightly active or lightly active wants to go to active fit or active wants to go to very active, very fit.
Yeah.
How much of a, you know, how long should it take you? Like, is it just a snap and okay, we're starting tomorrow on Monday or should you gradually go into it?
Well, again, it's individual. Some people can make a snap choice and say, "Hey, you know what? I'm unhappy with my health," or maybe you got a checkup from your doctor, and your doctor says, "Hey, yeah, your blood sugar levels are not great. Your cholesterol is terrible. Your blood pressure sucks." Maybe that's the wake up call that you need, and you actually want to live longer and be around your family long term. So you start making some more changes, and you just make a few lifestyle changes here and there, and you realize, "Hey, that's doable." I think if you want more and more health and more fitness, you make a few more changes. The key is to be What changes can you make now? What are consistent? What are doable? And if you want, to continue on with your health, the more and more you can make, the better. But that's kind of the characteristics for people to get an idea of how they have to live. And that's the lifestyle some people live, and they find it no problem. Other people find it, wow, that's a monumental difference from where I'm at, and you might have to take slower steps to get there. So it's whatever you can do and get a best support structure and system you can get to help you out there.
Paul, interesting stuff, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, bud. Thanks. Take it easy.